Customers using the popular dockless bike sharing service O-Bike have raised concerns that the company is stalling in returning the $70 deposits they paid to use the service. So what's happening? Viktor Petrovich has the story.
Dockless bike sharing company O-Bike, whose merchandise you may have seen in a tree or in your local creek, are stalling in returning deposits their customers have paid for using the bikes in Victoria. This follows the company choosing to cease operation in the state, which legislated large fines for bikes which were not picked up within 2 days. Catherine Temple, the senior policy officer at the Consumer Action Law Centre, thinks that this stalling may amount to criminal behaviour.
There are rules in our Australian consumer law against unfair contract terms, and that's quite a broad prohibition. And it seems to me that the conduct of O-Bike in this scenario possibly is an unfair contract term. So we think that they should be returning people's deposits.
Ms. Temple believes that consumers have a number of avenues to follow if they cannot get back their deposits.
So all Australians have consumer rights, and one of them is that they shouldn't be required to sign up to contracts that have unfair terms in them like these. So we suggest that people contact the company, and if they don't have any luck with the company, to speak to their bank about getting a charge back on their credit card. But they also should be making complaints to their local fair trading agencies and the ACCC.
This stalling with fees of course follows O-Bike's decision that operation in Victoria had become untenable. Senior lecturer in urban planning, Dr. Dorina Pujani, thinks this is down to the undockless nature of the system.
So I think it's not a problem with the O-Bike company as such. I think this is an issue with the docklessness nature of O-Bikes, which other companies have adopted. But it seems like cities are just not prepared for that sort of model.
Whether dockless bike sharing is a workable system in any city is an issue that comes down to their business model, according to Professor Emmanuel Yozaran, Director of the Centre for Business and Social Innovation at the University of Technology, Sydney.
Look, another thing that we have to look at is what exactly the business model is. It's clear from the recent change that it seems that some companies, at least, are considering it's not worth their keeping doing it because of the type of regulation that has been introduced. But there might be companies that are specialized in that area. Now, if we look at the broader, you know, the broader picture, the business model might be a bit more complex. So the income is what you get from the rentals, and the third stream of revenue is what you can get, possibly, from using your data. So we know it's a bit of a controversial area these days with all, you know, what's happening with social media around that, and it's always a tricky area. But these micro data that you get through bike sharing apps can be used and merged with other data sets that could come from other transport possibilities in a city. And that's something that can be valuable and useful.
Dr. Dorina Pujani is saddened that Melbourne was not able to make the system of bike sharing more sustainable.
It looks like, I mean, we tried this grand experiment. It seems like it doesn't work very well. And I mean, I'm sad to see that. I'm not going to say it's a good thing that they're going, because as a planner, I want more people to cycle more often. That's the goal here. And we also need to compare how much damage these dockless bikes were doing compared to the kind of damage that cars do. I mean, just stop for a moment and think about the fact that cars take up so much space. And yet, something that was relatively minor, I mean, how many bikes were there? Maybe 1,000 bikes. All of Melbourne had just 1,000 bikes in circulation. And imagine how many cars has the driver out. So we're okay with cars taking so much space, but then this relatively innocuous amenity, we just couldn't cope with.